In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Honor your father and mother. You shall not steal. Each of you has a vocation. Each of you has possessions to use within your vocation. Vocations are these: husband and wife, father, mother, child, employer, employee, pastor, parishioner, civil ruler, subject. God has established these vocations for the good order of his society. All your good works are found within your vocation. And you cannot choose your vocation. It is a gift given to you by God. You can desire to run for political office or to study for the office of the holy ministry. You can desire a bride and actively go out and seek it. But finally, it is God who has placed you in your particular vocation. As in all things, prayer is always on our lips, not my will, but yours be done. A simple example is, he does not grant children to all. And then do not overlook the fact that God has very often blessed you in the way that you have asked. So where you are is where God wants you to be. These vocations can really be boiled down to two categories, those with authority and those under authority. God is a God of order. To each of us, he has given a father, an authority. Fathers are biological fathers, they are our civil fathers, and they also are our spiritual fathers. Fathers are to give. Authorities are to give out of their possessions to those underneath them. They are to cherish and love and be a blessing, not to be lazy, harsh, or abusive. Authorities are to be a blessing, not tyrannical or mean. So do not imagine that the parental office is a matter of your own pleasure. God has not given you children so that you might have joy, but rather he has given you children so that you might be a joy to your children, that you might be a blessing to them in taking care of them and training them in the way of the Lord. And in that undeserved, unselfish, selfless love, you find true joy, even as your heavenly Father finds joy. Authorities are God's representatives on earth. All authorities are placed there by God. They are given that vocation and placed above us for our good. Through them, God serves us. Through them, God takes care of us. Through them, God blesses us with many gifts. And so we recognize all that they give as from the hand of our omnipotent God. In them, we see our Father. This is a heavy responsibility placed upon fathers, authorities. They are to serve as God serves. They are to love as God loves. They are to give as God gives. They are to be just, even as God is just. And they are to be merciful, even as God is merciful. It's a heavy injunction placed on them by God, and God is the one who holds them accountable for all they say and do. Authorities are to give, even as our Father gives. So those under authority are those who receive. They honor. It is a higher thing to honor than to love. Honor includes not only love, but also deference, humility, modesty in words and actions. Honor requires us to address them with affection and with the highest esteem, but above all, to show by our words and actions that we respect them highly, and next to God, they hold the highest place in our hearts. They are masks of God, representatives of God through whom God blesses us. And so to serve them is to serve God. We do not come up with our own idea of what it is to serve. It is the authorities that tell us what we are to do. So what are the good works of children? It's cleaning their room, picking up their clothes, helping with the chores and whatever else mom and dad ask, and they are to do it willingly and joyfully. The same is true for also citizens and parishioners. For this has God's command and promise attached to it. Honor your father and mother that it may go well with you, and you may enjoy a long life on the earth. Yet few follow this command. Men mock, ridicule, and ignore authorities, nitpicking at their faults. It is very easy to do, for they are sinners even as you and I are. They steal, refusing to pay their taxes, refusing to help a mother or a father who is in need. They steal things, not wanting to receive every good and perfect gift from God and from these authorities, but wanting to go out and get it for themselves. And so in this they sin. They steal from their parents the honor, love, and obedience that is due them. They steal from civil rulers their affection and their obedience. If they do obey, it's usually forced and coerced, not done from a willing heart. And in all of this, man feels so justified, for fathers do get it wrong, on both the house level, spiritual level, and civil level. They make mistakes. They have faults. They demand rather than love. They are at times abusive and mean and controlling. They make mistakes and wrong decisions that affect children, citizens, and parishioners in a bad way. Because of Achan's sin, anyone attached to him, including all the animals, servants, his children, were all stoned. That doesn't mean they're all in hell, for God alone knows the heart. But when authorities make bad and wrong decisions, we do suffer the earthly consequences of it. King David's another example. He wanted to count his men to see how mighty he had been. And God sent a plague upon his people for his arrogance. And so it is not our responsibility to overthrow or to get rid of these rulers. It is our responsibility to always pray for them strenuously, support them with our possessions, love them, help them in whatever way we can, so that they can serve us better. Don't let their faults keep you from doing what God requires of you. It's no different than a child hitting another child because he said something mean. A parent will hold that child responsible because he still did not act in the way he was supposed to. So also God will hold us responsible, even if our authorities are corrupt. Do what you are supposed to do, and leave it to God how he will take care of you and provide for you. Even Christ said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's," and that is far more than simply money. Neither did he try to take Caiaphas's authority away from him, though he abused his power as the high priest. And he even submitted to that Gentile Pilate and said that his authority had been given to him from above. Perhaps the reason we have such rotten and worthless fathers in every realm is because we have not educated our children on how to obey in the fear of the Lord. And so now those children have grown, and these are the authorities that we now submit to. They do not know what it means to be an authority or to serve an authority joyfully. And so it should not surprise us that our country is where it is. Men neglect their vocation in every walk of life. No one wants to serve, but everyone wants to be served. They want to get more possessions, more money, in any way, a dishonest way, stepping on others. They care only for themselves and the accumulation of their own property. They do not serve. Even fathers do not see it as their goal to acquire possessions for the good of their children, rather than simply for themselves. And so it doesn't go well in our country, contrary to the promise of God. God punishes thieves with thieves, scoundrels with scoundrels, the disobedient with the disobedient. The fear of God and the fear of authority is seldom found. But men and even children are taught to criticize authority, to have their own ideas and opinions, regardless of what the authority says. And so in this way, each person becomes his own God, accountable to no one but himself. And so God's orderly creation is still ruined because man cannot keep his hand away from that tree, wanting a different vocation. If we want capable and qualified people both for the civil and the spiritual realms, we really must spare no expense, time, and effort in teaching our children how to serve God and how to serve authorities. We must not think that it is our job to simply acquire money for them. God can do that apart from us. He doesn't need us, even for an education. And certainly it is not our responsibility to teach them how to think critically, but to teach them how to serve and obey. God has given to us children so that we may raise them up in the fear of the Lord, in accordance with his will, which is to teach them how to serve cheerfully and willingly, and to be content with where they are and who is above them. And so now you see just how desperately we need Christ, how inept we are as authorities. We have failed much, abused our power. We have demanded obedience rather than served in love. We have failed much as subjects in every realm. We have complained and grumbled about who is above us and not shown them the affection and love they deserve. Our works cannot salvation gain. They merit only endless pain. Because of all this, we deserve God to give us only poison and death in all things, including our socks, our clothes, our house, and all our food. That is what we have earned. So what can we do? To Christ we fly. Where else can we go? He alone is the one who served in perfect obedience to sinful earthly rulers. He alone is that perfect, good, heavenly master and king who gives himself fully to us, even to death on a cross. Where else can we go but him? We need not to be shown the proper way to obey. We need someone to save us, for we have failed. He sees our miserable condition. He sees this world which we have crafted for ourselves and our houses and society. And he has mercy on us. He still provides us with rulers, some good. He still provides us with his mercy. We have many blessings, all of which we do not physically deserve in the least. And he still comes to us to cleanse us with his holy, precious blood, pouring it on us yet again, so that we might be declared righteous and holy in his sight forever. We stand solely on the merits of Christ. And so we live in our vocation, and we use the possessions that God has given to us in our vocation, solely trusting in his love for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.